Test 75, Section 1, Question 4. With this one, we are looking to describe the structure of the argument or describe how it proceeds. So we're going to read the argument and then describe what it does in general terms. It says, when in testing whether a baby's babbling is linguistic or just random sounds, they videotaped the mouths of babies as they babbled. So we're videotaping babies' mouths as they babble. They discovered that babbling babies open the right sides of their mouths wider than the left. So babbling has more on the right side than the left. Past studies have established that during non-linguistic vocalizations, people generally open the left side of the mouth wider. So in non-linguistic vocalizations, people open the left side wider. So babbling turns out to be a linguistic task. Now, this is kind of an interesting argument because it doesn't really directly go towards the conclusion. Instead, it's saying, well, babies open the right side more, and in these other studies, when people open the left side is when they're doing non-linguistic. So therefore, it's saying since the babies are opening the right, then it must be linguistic. As far as describing this one, it's giving us two studies and then comparing the results to establish that one of two things is right. So, A, it describes an argument for a given conclusion, presents a counter-argument to suggest that conclusion is incorrect. It doesn't say it's incorrect. It's picking two things and saying one of the two is correct. Questions the adequacy of a generally accepted principle. I'm going to move on from this one right now. It doesn't really question the accuracy of anything. It raises a question, describes a potential experimental test, and argues that the test is necessary. No, it actually describes a test that has been done, not a potential test. It describes an explanation for some facts, counters assertion that the explanation is unlikely to be correct, and concludes it is correct after all. Not really. That doesn't sound like what I said, because it doesn't counter assertions that it's incorrect. And then it presents two possible interpretations of a phenomenon and provides evidence in support of one interpretation against the other. Yeah, basically it says there's two things. It could be babbling, could be linguistic, and then supports evidence in favor of linguistic over babbling. And so therefore, answer choice E is our correct response.